648 on the Great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 if you want to be part of the show. Okay, someone called in, didn't want to have their voice on the air, which I completely understand. Hanscom Air Force Base. Flights, Delta Airline flights, have been coming in packed with refugees, and they are being dropped off at Hanscom, and then they are being resettled somewhere in Massachusetts. They don't know exactly where they're being sent to, but it's plane load after plane load after plane load, Delta Airlines to Hanscom, then they load them on buses, and they're being resettled. We don't know where. Could be Cape Cod, could be Boston, could be out in Worcester. We just don't know. But they are being resettled. So they're coming. They're coming in every state, and they're coming here in Massachusetts. 617-266-6868. Okay, listen now to Alejandros Mayorkas. This is the head, the director of Homeland Security. He was the one who first welcomed the Haitians in. This were predominantly Haitians. There are others, but they're predominantly Haitian migrants. They poured in across the Rio Grande, 15, 20,000 now at an internment camp. The numbers are swelling and swelling and swelling. The conditions are getting worse. Frankly, it looks like a third world country. It's appalling, the conditions now that they're in. And then, because Fox, to their credit, got pictures of this internment camp, created a PR nightmare for the Biden regime, Biden and Mayorkas then ordered the Border Patrol close off the Rio Grande, that whole area. Stop any migrants from crossing the Rio Grande. They even deported several hundred of them. They were just young adult males, not families. The families are going to get to stay. Families will be staying. Unaccompanied minors will be staying. So most of those will be released into the United States. That's why they keep coming in wave after wave, because they realize most of them are going to be allowed to stay. But young adult men, a couple hundred of them, were put on planes and sent back to Haiti. So he orders the Border Patrol, do not let them cross the Rio Grande. In fact, the order was given, push them back into the Rio Grande onto the Mexican side of the border. So you see hundreds of Border Patrol vehicles. They're calling in every Border Patrol agent within 200 miles. Even the State Highway Patrol is being called in. The National Guard is being called up. You got Border Patrol agents now on horseback, and that's why they're right near the water. The reason why these horses are right near the water is because Mayorkas told them, don't let them get out of the water. Push them back across the water. And so some of these horses, right, you need a rein, you know, you need reins to, you know, control a horse. And so some of these migrants, men, are pushing the horses, shoving the horses, trying to grab the bridle of the horse, which is very dangerous, especially for the rider, for the Border Patrol agent. And so they're swinging their reins to control the horse and to try to block the migrant from either, you know, crossing the Rio Grande, or to protect the horse to get away from the person who's trying to push or shove or punch the horse. So no one was whipped. It's not like they pulled out a whip and just started whipping people. The reins are flying. He's trying to control and maneuver the horse. Well, it didn't matter. They got a couple of pictures. They took them clearly out of context. And then it was CNN, MSLFBC, then Mayorkas, then Kamala Harris, then Biden, and now they've changed the entire narrative. It's no longer about the migrant camp, the internment camp, and how Biden can't control the border, and you've got 15 to 20,000 Haitian migrants who have come across, many of them with diseases, especially the coronavirus, and they're just sitting there as more, and the disease spreads and spreads and spreads. That's not the issue now. Now the issue is, racist Border Patrol, racist America, and now we owe it to them to let them all in. Listen now to Mayorkas testifying, horrified, he said, horrified at these photos of these refugees supposedly being whipped. Roll cut 22B, Christian.
I directed that the Office of Professional Responsibility be present on site in Del Rio 24/7 to ensure that the conduct of our personnel adheres to our policy, to our policies, to our training, and to our values. I was horrified to see the images, and we look forward to learning the facts that are adduced from the investigation, and we will take actions that those facts compel. We do not tolerate any mistreatment or abuse of a migrant, period.
You send them there. You tell them to prevent them from crossing the Rio Grande. You say push them back into Mexico. And now you're throwing them under the bus. You're throwing your own agents under the bus. Walk off the job. I'm honest. Just guys, to help with it. Let them all in. Walk off the job. If I'm a Border Patrol agent, this is my... Hey, you know what? I'm nobody's fool. So you know what? You wanted open borders. You said you wanted to invite everybody to come in. You come in, you get asylum. That's what you said. Just make it across the border, you get asylum. Now you're trying to scapegoat me because I'm trying to handle a freaking horse? In front of what, 3-4 feet of water? At the Rio Grande? And now because I'm using a rein to try to control a horse in a very dangerous situation, all of a sudden now forget Jim Crow, it's slavery. Now you're talking about slave plantations of 200 years ago? I used to whip field hands of slaves in the fields? This is now what we're being accused of? Now, listen to Kamala Harris. Roll cut 20. By the way, remember she was put in charge of the border? Do you remember that? The border czarina? What the hell has she been doing for 6 months? Roll cut 24, Christian.
What I saw depicted about those individuals on horseback treating human beings the way they were is horrible. And I fully support what is happening right now, which is a thorough investigation into exactly what is going on there. But human beings should never be treated that way. And I'm deeply troubled about it.
So now we see it's all changing now. Now it's America is racist. The Border Patrol is racist. Systemic racism. Now it's, you know what? Let them in. Let them all in. Because we're just so darn evil and wicked. Here's one more. Now Kamala Harris is saying, no. We don't want to prevent them from coming in. Now we have to understand them and why they're fleeing Haiti. And maybe we owe it now to them to allow them to come in. Roll cut 24A, Christian.
The whole point is that we have to understand Haiti. I mean, talk about a country that has just experienced so much tragedy that has been about natural disasters. And we really have to do a lot more to recognize that as a member of the Western Hemisphere, we've got to support some very basic needs that the people of Haiti have to get back up.
More foreign aid, more money down the water, down the toilet, more water down the drain. Send more money to Haiti so it can be stolen by the corrupt politicians and the corrupt elites and just keep taking. Basically, they almost want to depopulate the island now. Just tell them, all of them, just come on down and we'll take you in. So we're depopulating El Salvador. We're depopulating Guatemala. We're depopulating Nicaragua. What the hell? Let's depopulate Haiti too. I mean, at this point, what difference does it make? 617-266-6868. We are going to have so many migrants and so many illegals. This country is going to be overwhelmed. It's already being overwhelmed. And they're throwing in Afghan refugees as well. None of them vaccinated. None of them have to take the jab. Many of them with the coronavirus. You see how this works? 617-266-6868. So I want to ask you, have you seen the images? And do you think that our Border Patrol was abusing migrants and whipping them? 617-266-6868. Ernest in New Hampshire. Thanks for holding, Ernest, and welcome.
Good morning. Yeah, that image on the news with the border patrol there. He was maintaining control of the horse. So, you know, he wasn't whipping. He was controlling the horse to keep the horse upright and keep the distance from the man in the water. The second note is that this is more than an invasion on the border. This is Obama and the squad working behind the scene. This is an invasion of race. This is Obama pushing in more black, more Hispanics into this country to legitimize the white race. Obama said it when he was a president. He wants to transform the country, and this is exactly what's going on. This is an invasion on our sovereignty and our country, hands down.
Do you think we owe them to come in, Ernest? Because this is now the argument the left and the Democrats are making. And I'm not just talking about the Haitians. They're just this current wave that wherever you come from in the world, whether it be from Eastern Europe, whether it be from Asia, whether it be from Africa, Latin America, the Caribbean, it doesn't matter. We owe the world the right to come to the United States.
We don't owe the world nothing.
Amen. Ernest, thank you very much for that call. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, listen now to Ilan. Some people did something. Omar, she went on MS Left BC. She says the images, horrifying. Border Patrol agents allegedly whipping Haitian immigrants. It brings back images, in her mind, she says, of slavery in the 1830s, in the 1840s, how slaves were being whipped on the plantations. And she says, after the way we have mistreated Haiti, we owe every single Haitian and every single migrant in the world asylum in the United States. Roll cut 58, Christian.
These are people who have experienced a natural disaster, which allows for people who experience that to seek asylum. They've also experienced political violence, political upheaval. They have experienced a crisis after crisis. We have also contributed to that. Generations of Haitians have experienced American policy that has contributed to their starvation, to the criminalization that they are dealing with, and to the inhumane policies that continue to destroy the lives of Haitians. So not only do we owe Haitians the right thing of allowing them to seek asylum here, but we also owe them the kind of policies that would allow for them to dictate the ways in which they want to run their country.
Now, notice she doesn't mention the Clintons. Notice when she talks about the exploitation of Haiti, she doesn't mention a bill in Hillary Clinton and how they raped that poor island and literally stole from funds that were there to help orphan children in the wake of one of their most recent earthquakes. That she doesn't mention. So according to her, you see, America bad, America evil. By the way, no talk about how the political elites of Haiti have run that country into the ground. The dictators that have run that island, how they stole from the poor Haitian people. The corruption, the bribery, all of it. how they sold their country off to the highest bidder. You see, they never blamed the rulers of Haiti. It's always America bad, America bad, America bad. Now, listen to her. So we owe every single Haitian and the world the right to asylum. Listen now to this, because it all comes back to one thing, my friends. Roll cut 59, Christian.
When it comes to our immigration policy for so many years, cruelty has been very much embedded in it. There is obviously systematic racism at play here. We have seen many people come to our border, and the fact that we are dealing with mainly black migrants and black immigrants and asylum seekers at our border in this kind of way really speaks to the kind of racism, systematic racism, that is embedded in that department and all of the departments that deal with our immigration policy.
There you go. So systemic racism. Our government is systemically racist. Department of Homeland Security is systemically racist. Our immigration policy is systemically racist. This from a woman who fled Somalia, was in a refugee camp in Kenya, whose father, by the way, was a top Marxist, a communist, responsible for all kinds of atrocities, who was given asylum to this country and committed bigamy and immigration fraud. She married her brother to get him immigration papers to come in. Now, there's no thank you. There's no, hey, wow, America let me in. I could still be sitting in some Kenyan refugee camp in squalor. No, they come. She got set up on welfare. After she got set up on welfare, she thought politics, she realized politics is even a bigger and better racket. And now it's hate America, and look how evil and racist America is. This is what the Democrats want to bring into our country. This. So I want to ask you, should we grant all Haitians asylum? Should we allow anyone who wants to come in to come in? According to the Democrats, the answer now is yes. And the Border Patrol, were they whipping those Haitian migrants? And was this a gross abuse of human rights? And a gross abuse of migrants, an example of racism, or as Ilhan Omar puts it, systemic racism. 617-266-6868. Lauren in Woburn. Thanks for holding, Lauren, and welcome. Hello, Lauren.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. And I 100% want to say no, we should not allow every Haitian to come into this country. We should be ashamed that we don't take care of our own in this country. The Border Patrol people are only doing their jobs. That is a perfect example of how the media twists everything. You should never believe the mainstream media, period. They're nothing but liars.
Lauren,
we should be backing our people doing their job, period.
Lauren, did you see the images that the media is pushing out there? Do you think that was whipping a migrant, or was that just a Border Patrol agent trying to handle his horse?
Absolutely not whipping, only trying to control his horse. And this is what the American people need to wake up and understand. This is what they want you to believe. We are not a racist country. I am tired of listening to it, period. People need to move along now. This is the best country that you'll ever, ever live in.
Lauren, thank you very much for that call. Notice the fundamental contradiction in their argument. We're so racist. The country's so racist. We're so systemically racist. We're so evil, white supremacist, blah, 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 blah. And yet, they all keep wanting to come in. Whether it's Haiti, Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua. I could just go on. Africa, Asia. So we're all so bad and we're all so racist, but forgive me, all of these black and brown people, and I don't care about their skin color, but they're making the left is making the racism charge. How come are they so stupid? So the Haitians are so stupid, they don't realize they're going to apartheid South Africa. Just to show you how dumb the argument is. Like, oh no, we love it in Nazi Germany. That's why we're coming in here. We want to be oppressed. We want to go to a really racist country. Let's go to America. The fact that so many of them are willing to risk their lives to come into the United States shows you they think this country is the exact opposite of a systematically racist country. I mean, hello. The images don't lie. 617-266-6868. George in Boston. Thanks for holding, George, and welcome.
Jeff, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you, George?
Well, I'm trying to be optimistic. Let's put it that way. But the only thing that comes on my mind at this juncture is that we're going to be arming all these Haitians. And, you'll make Soros and these guys who've got all kinds of money, they'll make sure they get guns. And next thing you know, we'll be killing each other in the streets. It's wonderful. You know, Jeff, seriously, and of course we can prevent that, but that's an entire possibility. But the only way, in my opinion, that we can straighten this thing out is Donald Trump has to come forward and ask for the whistleblowers to speak up now that they see what this guy has done in 8 months. And people will change their hearts and they'll realize that perhaps they did make a mistake by cheating and stealing the election. Because the problem is, you get rid of Biden, what's next? You know, Kamal, what's next after her? LaPosa, what's her name? Piglosi.
Yeah, and, Piglosi. You know,
yeah, right. It's just one after the other that is going to destroy. You know, they don't know. I mean, the Democrats are human beings just like us, and they have been hoodwinked, basically. They've been cheated because they're working every day, and they're not following the right news information. They're listening to these clowns on CBS and NBC and CNN, and they're just selling all of that junk to us simply because they're being paid off by the billions of dollars by pharma, big pharma. They get $1,000 for every injection they give someone.
George, thank you very much for that call. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay. Were those migrants being whipped? And if they were, do we now owe them all asylum? Your calls next. /7:19 on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, the voice of the resistance. 617-266-6868. Sam on the South Shore. Thanks for holding, Sam, and welcome.
Hi, Jeff. Good morning.
Hi, Sam.
I have one point to make that I find it, interesting that there has been a complete media blackout for however long this has been going on. These poor Haitian folks, and they're just pawns in the game too, being flown to Mexico, bussed up to the border, crossed over the border, building a camp, which is the size of a small city. Only Fox was able to start showing some pictures in which the FAA then instructed them that no more drones were allowed, and they were able to get the helicopter up. But nothing, crickets from every other media outlet for however long this setup has been taking place. But all of a sudden, they have one clip of the guy on the horse, which I actually have not seen in its entirety. Funny how that happens.
You would sense there's almost like an agenda going on, huh, Sam?
Maybe. It's just so odd. I don't know how that happens.
Sam, I want to ask you, what do you make of Homeland Security Secretary, that clown, Mayorkas, saying he's horrified at that one picture, that one image that the media keeps showing and looping again and again, which they say shows them like whipping this Haitian migrant, when it's obvious if you look at it for more than 2 seconds, he's just trying to control the horse. But let that go. That he finds horrifying, unacceptable. But this internment camp of 15,000 to 20,000 Haitians living in absolute squalor and, you know, crossing our country illegally, in our country illegally, that doesn't horrify him. That's no problem, Sam. But that one Border Patrol agent on that horse with those reins, Sam, we're an evil country, Sam.
We're evil, evil. All I can say is I used to be horrified. Now I'm just expecting all these things. I'm like, well, I wonder what they're going to do next. I'm always sitting waiting in anticipation. I wonder what's going to be next. But more horrified at Camilla doing the coin toss during this entire thing. That's what she was busy doing this weekend, right? Maybe that, and whatever his name is, Mayorkas or whatever the guy's name is.
Oh, Mayorkas, Mayorkas.
I'm more horrified at his reaction to it. I'm more horrified with everything in the Biden administration and this entire government, state, local, everything. This entire country has been infiltrated. So I'm just more horrified, and that the Americans who have their heads in the sand because they can't face it, that's what I'm more horrified at.
Sam, thank you very much for that call. 617-266-6868 is the number. No, to me, I look at these Biden supporters and I'm saying, what does this guy have to do for you to finally admit, oh, did you make a mistake? Now, to be fair, many of them are getting buyer's remorse. There is a new Harvard poll out, Harvard, that now says if there was an election held, according to the popular opinion polls, Trump would destroy Biden. That there are so many Biden voters now who say they would never vote for Biden again. Even many liberals say they would take Trump over Biden. So you know it's bad when you've got now poll after poll after poll saying if we could have a do-over, if we could do the, you know, the stolen election, and this time let's not steal it, let's have a free and fair election, that Trump would annihilate Biden. So it's obvious now, many Democrats realized they were duped. They were lied to. They were told Biden was a moderate centrist. He's the exact opposite. He's a puppet of the radical left. And they're systematically dismantling and destroying our country. And the most obvious way, they are erasing that southern border. It's like we don't even have a border. They're coming in wave after wave after wave. And that doesn't, and by the way, Mayorkas' job is to secure that border. But that's not what horrifies him. What horrifies him is one picture taken completely out of context of one Border Patrol agent with the reins on his horse that, by the way, he ordered to prevent Haitians from crossing the Rio Grande and saying, send them back across the Rio Grande to Mexico. So that's why the poor horse, the guy on the horse, is right near the water. And no, the reins were flying as he's trying to control that horse. And did the reins accidentally hit the poor Haitian immigrant? Oh, he's whipping him. Oh my God, he got off the horse and he just started whipping and whipping and whipping and whipping. And I think he was even shouting, go pick some cotton. Go pick some cotton. The lies, the manipulation, the dissembling, the deception, all of it now in order to try to justify this criminal regime and their criminal behavior. 617-266-6868. Mark in New Hampshire. Thanks for holding, Mark, and welcome.
Hey, good morning, Jeff.
Hi, Mark.
You know, first thing, Jeff, you know, of course, if the election were held today, Trump would win, because it takes China a month to print 10 million ballots, Jeff. I mean, come on, okay? You know, I'm sensing a bit of a pattern, though, Jeff, right? I've noticed that when it comes to immigrants that tend to vote Republican, like Cubans and Haitians, they're stopped at the border and they're sent home, Jeff. My guess is that, you know, the ultimate goal, obviously, as we know, is for the Democrats to legalize 20 million people who are going to vote for them, right? You know, to forever change the outcome of our elections for now until, you know, the nation fails, which would be pretty quick after them. But so what don't you want, Jeff? You don't want to dilute that 20 million with, say...
Mark, do me a favor. You're making such a good point. I don't want to rush you. I've got a very quick break, hard break. I'm going to come right back to you, take more of your calls. Don't touch that dial. ...7:30 on the Greg WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer, cleaning up the liberal bull. Okay, you want to see how bad it is. Listen now to this. This is almost good for a laugh. Here is Senator Ron Johnson, Wisconsin Republican. He's grilling Homeland Security Secretary, the clown, Alejandros Mayorkas. Oh. Now, you've got the video of them, you know, these Haitians, for example. I'm going to get back to Mark in New Hampshire in just one second. You've got the video of these Haitians, among others. They're just crossing the Rio Grande. I mean, they're just crossing it, like unimpeded. They're just crossing. Thank you. And then they're at an internment camp underneath this bridge. Now listen to Mayorkas. This is good for a laugh. Roll cut 22, Christian.
You've repeatedly stated that our borders are not open, they're closed. Do you honestly believe that our borders are closed?
Senator, I do.
As Bugs Bunny would say, what a maroon. All right, let's go back to Mark in New Hampshire. Mark, you were making a very interesting point. When it comes to Republican-leaning groups, like, say, Cubans or Haitians, suddenly they're a lot tougher. They're a lot tougher. But if it's other groups that are much more loyally Democratic, come on down, baby. And as you put it, they want amnestio for 20 million illegals, and they want nothing to dilute that 20 million. They want a solid block of those to be for the Democrats. Please pick up where you left off, Mark.
Yeah, that's exactly it, Jeff. You know, I mean, you've seen how Schumer and all the lunatic left have been since they stripped that out of their, you know, quote unquote budget bill. You know, we're going to get this done. This has to get done. Yeah, the reason it has to get done is because they're losing voters, Jeff, left and right. People are fleeing that party because they see how insane they are. So we all know what they want, Jeff. They want to bring in, they want to legalize 20 million people. They talk about 10 or 11 million. Please, it's 20 to 25 million, Jeff. Okay? They want to legalize these 20 to 25 million people. They want to keep bringing them in, keep legalizing them. But you notice that when there was actual political upheaval in Cuba, when there was real reasons to seek asylum in the U.S., when those cases would be cut and dry, Jeff, open and shut, no issue at all with those Cubans wanting asylum in the U.S., Mayorkas went on those cameras and he said, do not come here. You will be turned away. You will be sent home. Why? Cubans vote Republican. They're conservative. They're very religious. They don't believe in abortion. Same thing with Haitians. Every Haitian that I've ever met, that's the same way, Jeff. They're very religious people. They believe in God. They have faith. They don't believe in abortion. And they will tend to vote more conservative. So what happens? Put up the gates. Don't you dare let those people in. Get on the horseback. Drive them back across the Rio Grande. But do me a favor, though. When those Guatemalans and Hondurans come, open the doors and allow them in, because we want those people in, Jeff, because those people will help us to destroy the United States of America.
Mark, I dropped the mic. I think you hit the nail right on the head. Mark, I'm just curious. What do you make now of this firestorm the media is now creating, that the Border Patrol is now using whips and that they're whipping these migrants? And this just shows you how evil and racist our immigration policy is, our Border Patrol is, and really that America, we're you, me, all of us. We're just, hey, slavery may have ended over 150 years ago, but we love to keep whipping.
Jeff, having grown up on a farm my whole life until I moved away from my parents when I was in my 20s, Jeff, I can tell you what that guy was doing, as many people have said, he's not whipping anyone, Jeff. He's keeping control of his horse. And I got to tell you this, I like to go to Washington with a couple of whips, and I like to start smacking some of these people around, Jeff, and I'll send them down to the border, and they can go live in these camps, Jeff. That's all. That's the only way I look at this. I'm so sick of these people, and I got to tell you, if I hear Ilhan Omar's voice one more time, Jeff, I'm going to drive my truck right into a tree, Jeff.
You know, some people did something on 9/11, Mark.
Yeah, and there's 30,000 people doing something on our southern border, too, and it's turning the Rio Grande yellow.
Mark, thank you very much for that call. 6-1. By the way, have you seen, it's horrifying. They're bathing in the Rio Grande. They've got nowhere to shower. They've got nowhere to bathe. So they go from this internment camp in squalor, makeshift shelters. There's no bathrooms. Many of them have to go to the bathroom in the Rio Grande. They have to go bathe in the Rio Grande. I mean, it's just, it's disgusting. It really is. It's sickening. It's horrifying. And it's just, this bridge, this camp, this makeshift detention center. It's just growing and growing and growing and growing. And all of this could have been prevented. And instead, one clown, Biden, is partying at Rehoboth Beach, and the other one is doing coin tosses at college football games. Kamala Harris. 617-266-6868. Mel in New York. Thanks for holding, Mel. And as always, welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure, Mel.
A couple of calls back, there was a young lady on, says she was horrified in regards to local, state, federal government and how it's being run. It's no time to be horrified. It's time to be angry. They be pissed off. This is, I mean, if we don't get, like your last caller there also, was saying, we've got to put up digging our heels. We've got to put our feet down, and enough of this is enough. You can't be afraid. You've got to be angry. It's just plain and simple. You got to get this is maddening. This is enough to make me want to chew a box of nails. Is what's going on in this country through Washington D.C. And now Ilhan Omar. As my ethnicity is, she's an embarrassment to Black Americans. The criminality that she's caused and the way she acts and the way she speaks in regards to different issues that affect conservatives, Black conservatives, and Blacks in general. In regards to her, like you were saying, she fled the country that she was born in to come here to a racist country. Go back. We don't need you here. We don't need you making the rest of us look bad. I mean, I work for a living. I've always worked for a living, raised a family. I'm not complaining about. I'm born and raised in Saratoga Springs, New York. As a Black American, I'm an American. I'm not even a Black American. I mean, not to say African American. I'm a Black American. I've never been to Africa. I have no desire to go to Africa. And all these hyphenated ways of speaking about yourself or your ethnicity or your nationality. Huh. You're an American now. You live in this country. You give up everything that you came from to give your allegiance to this country. But that broad there, I mean, I you know, if she ever crossed my path, I tell you, Jeff, I'll give it to her. I'll go up one side of her.
You give her a piece of your mind. Mel, I want to ask you this. Look, let me be brutally honest with you, Mel. Look, you know me, I'm a conservative. I don't agree with liberals or progressivism or socialism, but it's a free country. If Ilhan Omar wants to be a liberal, that's her right. She wants to be a progressive, a socialist, whatever. That's her right. That's fine. That's America. Here's what I can't stand. I want to phrase it this way and tell me if you agree or disagree. If I'm in a very desperate situation, I'm homeless, I'm poor, I'm starving, I'm out on the street, I don't know where I'm going to get my next meal, and you, Mel, offer me shelter in your home, on your land, and I come there, and now I eat, and I drink, and I have a roof over my head, and I've got clothes on my back, and I'm living better than I've ever lived. And while I'm there, after you've given me harbor, safe haven, and you've actually made me a member of your family, an America, let's call your farm, you have a beautiful farm called America, and now I'm on your farm, and all I do every single day is call you a racist. Every single day, Mel sucks, Mel's a racist, Mel's evil, Mel's bad. Oh my God, you know, I can't stand Mel. I can't stand everything he stands for. Wouldn't you logically just turn around and say, hey, you know what, Jeff? If you don't like it here, go back to where you came from. Hey, Jeff, I'm sorry, man. But, you know, where's your gratitude? You're an ingrate. I took you in. I gave you everything. And now you can't even say a basic thank you. You spit on me and this beautiful farm that has been so good to you? Am I wrong, Mel?
Jeffrey, you're totally right. This is a total ingrate. She's a Marxist. She came here with an agenda. You know, she obviously all of what she did to get here, I understand it too, that she married her brother. She's done a lot of things illegally. I mean, she came here with an agenda to try to take advantage. She's an opportunist. Take advantage of this country and get what she can rape out of it, and dog it down. Call it everything but a child of God, and just more, like I said, just take advantage of what our kindness is. She's taking kindness for weakness, but she come in with a political Marxist agenda.
Oh, you nailed it, Mel. As usual, you absolutely nailed it, Mel. Thank you very much for that call. No, look, he's too nice to say it. Mel's too much of a gentleman. She's a parasite. She's a leech. She came here, she's living off the fat of the land, and she insults us as she does it. It's disgusting. More with your calls next.